Jean Gourdon's 4 Days by Émile Zola. Part 1. Spring. On that particular day, at about 5 o'clock in the morning, the sun entered with delightful abruptness into the little room I occupied at the house of my uncle Lazare, parish priest of the hamlet of Dourgue. A broad yellow ray fell upon my closed eyelids, and I awoke in light. My room, which was whitewashed and had deal furniture, was full of attractive gaiety. I went to the window and gazed at the Durance, which traced its broad course amidst the dark green verdure of the valley. Fresh puffs of wind caressed my face, and the murmur of the trees and river seemed to call me to them. I gently opened my door. To get out, I had to pass through my uncle's room. I proceeded on tiptoe, fearing the creaking of my thick boots might awaken the worthy man, who was still slumbering with a smiling countenance, and I trembled at the sound of the church bell tolling the Angelus. For some days past, my uncle Lazare had been following me about everywhere, looking sad and annoyed. He would perhaps have prevented me going over there to the edge of the river and hiding myself among the willows on the bank, so as to watch for Babet passing, that tall, dark girl who had come with the spring. But my uncle was sleeping soundly. I felt something like remorse in deceiving him and running away in this manner. I stayed for an instant and gazed on his calm countenance, with its gentle expression enhanced by rest, and I recalled to mind, with feeling, the day when he had come to fetch me in the chilly and deserted home which my mother's funeral was leaving. Since that day, what tenderness, what devotedness, what good advice he had bestowed on me! He had given me his knowledge and his kindness, all his intelligence and all his heart. I was tempted for a moment to cry out to him, "Get up, Uncle Lazare, let us go for a walk together along that path you are so fond of, beside the Durance. You will enjoy the fresh air and morning sun. You will see what an appetite you will have on your return." And Babet, who was going down to the river in her light morning gown, and whom I should not be able to see, my uncle would be there, and I would have to lower my eyes. It must be so nice under the willows, lying flat on one's stomach in the fine grass. I felt a languid feeling creeping over me, and, slowly, taking short steps, holding my breath, I reached the door. I went downstairs and began running like a madcap in the delightful, warm May morning air. The sky was quite white on the horizon, with exquisitely delicate blue and pink tints. The pale sun seemed like a great silver lamp, casting a shower of bright rays into the Durance. And the broad, sluggish river, expanding lazily over the red sand, extended from one end of the valley to the other, like a stream of liquid metal. To the west, a line of low, rugged hills threw slight violet streaks on the pale sky. I had been living in this out-of-the-way corner for 10 years. How often had I kept my Uncle Lazare waiting to give me my Latin lesson! The worthy man wanted to make me learned. But I was on the other side of the Durance, ferreting out magpies, discovering a hill which I had not yet climbed. Then, on my return, there were remonstrances. The Latin was forgotten. My poor uncle scolded me for having torn my trousers, and he shuddered when he noticed sometimes that the skin underneath was cut. The valley was mine, really mine. I had conquered it with my legs, and I was the real landlord by right of friendship. And that bit of river, those 2 leagues of the Durance, how I loved them! How well we understood one another when together! I knew all the whims of my dear stream, its anger, its charming ways, its different features at each hour of the day. When I reached the water's edge on that particular morning, I felt something like giddiness at seeing it so gentle and so white.